Vaughn hadn't changed a bit. He was, you know, I'm not going to say class clown because he wasn't a monster disruption in class and stuff, but he did have his little streaks where he did get, he and I got to have some discussions.
I've definitely learned some important, you know, things along the way, and I've definitely matured a little bit. But deep down inside, I'm the exact same Von Miller that was here in this same locker room.
Tremendous, just awesome. He had a lot, you know, had great tenacity to the football. You know, he was just good, great instincts, just awesome football player. Yes.
Did you know right away that I got a special talent on my hands?
Yes, right away. We knew when he was young that he was going to be special. You know, he ran the hurdles too, and I mean, he's an explosive kid. He's got tremendous explosiveness.
As far as getting to the passer, he's always had that. Even as a little league, he ran with his head down a lot, but he always had the ability to spot the quarterback.
I don't want to say that I knew I was going to the NFL, but I definitely believed in myself. I definitely believed in my ability. And I don't think, you know, it doesn't, you got to have confidence in yourself. So I don't want to say that I knew I was going to the NFL, but I definitely believed and myself to make it there.
You could see he was something special even at that time. He was a very athletic kid, involved in all the sports, but he was also a great student. He had that intelligence level to be able to get the job done. He wasn't any different than any 11 or 12-year-old kid. Got into a little here and there, you know, but it was always good. And because of the support piece that he had with his parents, you always knew he was going to make it.
It was more like as long as he's having fun and enjoying himself, more so than thinking too far ahead. We didn't even think past high school. Just we wanted him to enjoy the process.
That's the thing I'm most proud of, is how he has handled the success. To me, it's harder to handle success sometimes than failure. But he has not wavered. He's silly, self-proclaimed geek, which to me gives young people an opportunity to say, hey, I'm like that too, and look at him, you know. He's done several things for us here as a school district.
First and foremost, I'm a Texan. I'm a Texan through and through. And to be here from DeSoto, small town in Texas, it creates this vibe, this mentality that is bigger than me. It's bigger than just, you know, the individual. It's about the community. Like I said before, the community raised me. And it's people that's dependent on me every single day. And that's, like I said, it's bigger than me. It's for everybody else.